This is the Arthur Maddleston MP Podcast.
Ian Duncan Smith has announced a root and branch reform of the welfare system. He's going to reform the branches, reform the roots. Doesn't mention what he's going to do with the leaves, or indeed the bark. Or if there are any sort of buds, no mention of those either. But the roots and the branches of the welfare system, they're certainly going to be concentrated on. If there's any blossom on the tree of the welfare reform, then he hasn't mentioned that. Possibly the blossom is the pension funds, which he hasn't talked about touching yet. But basically, if you're a root or a branch in the pension system, you're completely buggered, because you're going to be reformed, which is fine. That's good. It's nice to see Ian Duncan Smith is keeping up with his gardening metaphors. This is the man, let's not forget, who could have been Prime Minister a few years ago if only he hadn't been quite so rubbish. So the man who failed to become the Prime Minister, failed to lead the Tory party, is now got your hands on your pensions. That's good, because the other person who had your hands on your pensions was Gordon Brown, and he was kind of miserable. At least Ian Duncan Smith, Ian Duncan Smith is miserable. He's a very miserable man. He's a miserable man. It's one of his key factors. It's one of the key things. I think that's why he's doing the root and branch reform of the welfare system. He's got nothing better to do. What do you do at work? Did you possibly put up a wall? Paint a house, or maybe you streamline the accountancy process for the accounts department, or possibly you shoot small dogs in the head with a stun gun. I don't know what your job is, but whatever you're doing, think about it, you're not doing a root and branch reform of the welfare system. That's what Ian Duncan Smith's doing. We've got to pity the man. We should pity him anyway, Ian Duncan Smith, but pity the job. Pity the man, pity the job. And look for the root, and look for the branch, because they're being reformed. And just pray to God you're part of the flowers.